This is Beauty, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Lord of the Rings crossover fic, written by Faith Unbreakable and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is the second story in the Idle Hands series. There is a certain beauty to the pounding of a war drum. Her words cut through the chill of night and gloom that is coming ever closer. It's soft like water, and underneath Elrond can feel the edge of sharp rocks as he comes to a halt beside her on the highest balcony, staring down into the valley. She is visible half a mile away, he knows, shining like a beacon with her white shift and gold hair. A sculpture of ice and snow, carved goddess from the cave. She seems like marble, and yet eyes lift to her slight figure, and hearts grow easier around her while his own only gets heavier. They bring only death. It's not an argument, as much as it is a well-disguised plea for her to keep talking. Because even after decades, he still knows nothing of her except the sunshine and the darkness that ring in her names, echo in her steps. They make the air hum, make hearts beat faster and men fall into line. They make a soldier feel like his life is worth more than the arrow he catches, the sword it blocks. The pounding is a call, a cry for life that every creature understands. She wipes a strand of hair out of her small face, fingers nimble and thin, those of a musician or an artist. Fingers, hands of a simple girl of men. And yet she felt the shadows before he did, warns him of the darkness pressing against his borders. Tells him the fate of those outside even Galadriel's sight. She tells him who will live and who will not, and her eyes weigh as heavy as rocks on his soul, every time they fall on his beloved Evenstar. "Where I come from?" she whispers, and his breath catches in his throat unbidden. There were no war drums, and no armies. There was only silence and darkness, and then death. Life was worth only how many of the enemy it ripped with it into oblivion. "A war, m'lady?" She chuckles. It is probably the first time since she woke that he has heard the soft sound coming from her mouth. It's acid and cinders, burnt earth and dying children. It's death and darkness and nothing like the sun. He is an elf, and as such a creature of light, a creature that recoils from the sound of her brittle laughter for just a moment. Sound echoes across the valley and fades into the night, and his shaken soul settles. Whatever it is that rests inside of her chest, gone back to sleep. But he will always remember it now. Remember and tread careful around her, and be even more weary of her leaf form. No war. Millennia of senseless slaughter. Every flavor of death you can imagine. The drums are a warning that none of us ever had. They stand silently next to each other for minutes or hours, unmoving. Then suddenly her head turns to one side and she offers, "Helm's Deep will need your help soon." She stands as a beacon to all those who look up and see her silent form on the highest balcony, like snow and marble. She stands as a riddle to Elrond's sons, who love riddles so very much, and retrace her every step down in the garden. To Elrond, she stands as a warning, a warning of what will become of them when all hope fails, and the world turns into the dull bluish green of fading bruises and her bottomless eyes. A warning of the consequence of failure. To him, she stands as the symbol of what will be left, of those that will survive but carry death in their hearts and minds into an age he hopes to never see. Maybe there is a certain beauty to the pounding of a war drum, after all. The end.